Welcome back, everyone. Back to Blue Demon Wrestling. And we're high above the mats. Joe Sinclair. Joe, we just got a treat there to look back in time at that 1985 team, to have them come out here and to be recognized. You know, it just, to me, it was reliving the past. And, we were graced with some of the greatest wrestlers to ever don an Albia singlet.
Like I said, Jason, there was some gray hair and there were some bald heads, but it was all smiles as the 85 champions came along and shook the hands of all the current Albia wrestlers. And we're fortunate to be joined by the leader of that 85 team, Coach Jerry Mason.
Coach, thanks for stopping by here tonight. 25 years in the making to get another conference title. I think that speaks to how difficult it is to get a South Central Conference title, the depth of this conference and the great wrestling that takes place in it.
Yeah, I think for many years we had good teams, but we were always missing a few of those good extra heavy, the bigger kids. You know, you'd be leading and get down to an end where you didn't have good kids or didn't have enough kids. So that team that was out there had a lot of kids, and we had big kids that could really score points.
That was back in the days where every meet started at 98 and finished up with the heavyweights.
Yeah, they didn't move them around like they do now.
Well, when you look at this list of guys that you had on the list, it's a large number. And when I talked with Coach Morton, I had a chance to talk with him this morning. He's down south. But he talked about that being a big factor in the success. Is you had large numbers, and that helped you in the wrestling room, but you didn't have open spots.
Yeah, that's true. And then we had backups when there were problems, you know.
Well, Coach, what's the big thing that's changed in wrestling since that time frame?
A lot fewer kids wrestling.
I think that's one of them. There's a few rules changes, too. The timeouts that the wrestlers are allowed to take when there's a little bit of injury, that wasn't something that we were allowed back in 1985, was it, Coach?
It progresses, but, you know, it's man on man, and you got to be tough.
Yep. Only one winner.
We talked a little bit before you guys come up here about the unique setting that we had in that in the old gym. The fact that you had that spotlight right out there in the middle, it really it brought all the attention to the mat. Just a really amazing environment.
Yeah, it. Some referees didn't like the dim light, but it was fun.
Coach, what's going on in your life today?
Oh, I'm retired. I substitute teach around, live in Knoxville, and substitute there in Pleasantville, and I'm building a street rod, been driving it some, and do a little carpentry work, so enjoy my grandkids.
Well, Coach, congratulations on that great accomplishment 25 years ago, and seeing you guys come back here, that was a really special moment, not only for us as a broadcasters, but for our entire community.
All right, thanks.
Head coach Jerry Mason, an outstanding head coach, the head coach of that 1985 South Central Conference team that was just outstanding, full of great wrestlers. And we got Todd Folkers is going to join us here in just a second when we come back here, back to wrestling as well as we get into our dual meet against Moravia.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick timeout and come right back here. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling.